Hello and welcome to the Singing Buddha podcast. My name is Lucy Burns and I'm also known as the artist, songwriter and music producer, Lazy Hammock. In these episodes, I will be sharing my take on life from a creative and spiritual perspective, looking at ways in which we can tap into our limitless potential so that we are able to become our best selves, not only creatively, but also emotionally, physically and spiritually, enabling us to navigate our lives and emotions in a more balanced and grounded way within this world, whilst endeavouring to remain true to our core creative selves. Listen in to either start or continue on your journey of awareness and expansion, stepping into your own rhythm and unique flow, where together we can learn to let go, allow, and just be, hopefully resulting in a deeper connection to ourselves, each other, and the wider universe. Welcome to episode 11 of the Singing Buddha podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about silencing the inner critic. And this is something that I think that we've all struggled with at times in our lives, and some of us struggle more than others. And for many people, it's actually a default setting, this constant negative voice being like the backdrop to your life and your life experience. And it's this kind of inner critic that looks judgmentally at everything you say, everything you do, who you are as a person, how you perceive things as a person, how you impact this world or don't, how you show up in the world. It has an effect on whether we reach our potential or whether we step up for the wholeness of life. The negative voice is the one thing that I find holds most people back from becoming their best selves. And especially the areas that I work in of the creative and performance arts. What I see often are very talented or gifted people, or people that are learning a craft and becoming really good at that craft. But as soon as they tap into the negative voice and come from a place of fear, that is when they stop believing in what they are doing. And it's really, really sad to see, because so many people have this untapped potential that is never realised. And you may feel that that's you, or you may feel that part of that is you, and that if you could stop listening to this voice that seems so loud within you, then things would be okay, things would be better, that you'd be able to commit to your goals, you'd be able to reach your goals a lot more easily, and you'd be able to become the you that you really know that you are, but that you're not able to show other people, because that voice is there chipping away at your self-confidence and at your inner being, saying you're not good enough, you're not gonna do it, someone's better than you, someone's already done it, why bother with that, what's the point, you know you're not good enough. Now, even just listening to me saying these things, I'm probably reinforcing for some of you beliefs that you already have about yourself or your ambitions. So we need to break this down now, and we really need to look at what's going on. So, a thought is just a thought, and it's nothing more or nothing less until you give it attention. So what happens is this voice talks, this inner critic talks, but it talks in the form of thought. So it comes into your mind, and what we do is we ruminate on those thoughts. And we generally tend to ruminate more on the thoughts that chip away at our self-confidence rather than the thoughts that build our self-confidence. Because we believe the negative thoughts. It taps into a very deep part of us, the part where we feel vulnerable, we feel scared, we feel afraid. And what it does is it highlights those things, makes them bigger than they are. So yes, a thought is just a thought, and it's nothing more or nothing less until you give it attention. Now, giving a thought attention by focusing on it repeatedly gives it power, and it also gives it a life of its own. And once it has life, it's able to embed itself into our subconscious. Once it embeds itself into our subconscious, it becomes a belief. And the more we reinforce that belief, the more we are convinced it's true. Now, as humans, when we talk negatively to ourselves, we get confused and even start to believe that our beliefs are facts when they're merely beliefs. And our subconscious moves towards whatever we have put in, as it doesn't know the difference between fantasy or reality. So if day after day we are telling ourselves, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, I won't be able to do that, she's better than me, he's better than me, all of those things, then what happens, repeating them over and over and reinforcing them, makes us believe them even more, because now they have become that belief. We have to learn to intercept our thoughts. How do we do that? First, we have to become aware. We have to become aware that we are thinking these thoughts. Because often what we think is that these thoughts are just coming from nowhere. They're just running riot on autopilot. What I'd like you to do is look at yourself from the outside in. And when you're talking about something or thinking about something, when one of those thoughts comes up, instead of just chewing on it and going to town with it and lying down with it and having a relationship with it, because if we have a relationship with a thought and we conceive, that thought becomes a belief. So a repeated thought is the conception of a belief. So the interception must happen before the reinforcement. So firstly, as I said, become aware of how you are thinking, which means watching and listening to yourself from the outside, kind of looking in on yourself, listening to yourself. Become aware. Then, if you want to take the exercise further in this direction, what you can do is you can write down some of the negative things that you say to yourself on a regular basis, or how you criticize yourself. You can write them down. Write them down on a notepad or sheet of paper and put a line down the middle. On the left-hand side, write the negative thoughts down. And then on the right-hand side, what we want to do is learn to counteract those thoughts by putting in something different, saying something different to ourselves. Now, we don't have to write them down. You can do this in your mind, but sometimes it can be quite useful to really just see what are the things that you are saying to yourself on a regular basis. So what will probably become apparent are the habitual patterns that you're creating without even realizing it. So to counteract those thoughts, write down the opposite of the negative thought that you'd written on the left-hand side. For example, if one of the things that you say to yourself is, I'm not good enough, you can maybe write on the other side, I am enough, I am good enough. Now the thing is that you may say, well, saying that, I don't believe it. But it actually doesn't matter if you believe it or not, because when you give that over to your subconscious and you've repeated it enough times, just like the negative thought, it will eventually become a belief. Because as I said before, the subconscious doesn't know the difference between fantasy and reality. So the more you say something and the more it's embedded in your subconscious, the more that you will believe it. Just like some of the things that you believe now about yourself which aren't true. And quite often what's happened is someone in our earlier life, often when we're little, younger, at school, college, could be bullies, could be parents, could be carers, could be teachers, have said something to us. And when they've said this thing to us, it's affected us. And what we've done is we've metaphorically taken the baton from them and started hitting ourselves over the head with it, repeating what they originally said. So they don't even have to do it anymore to us, because we've taken that baton and we now do it to ourselves. Many musicians I've worked with have said at times when they've been creative or expressing their creativity, whether that be through song, playing an instrument, or something else, someone has made a negative comment to them directly about what they are doing, how they are playing or singing. And whether the person who delivered it meant it to really hurt or not, or have a lasting impact, the fact is that the receiver of that comment was hurt and was affected deeply by it, resulting often in them not being able to express themselves fully when they came to perform. Many of them not being able to perform because of this, because of the fear of someone else saying to them what has already been said to them before. You know, even people when they're told at school, you're stupid. Now, I don't think that happens so much anymore, hopefully not, but it used to. And then people grow up thinking they're stupid. So we really need to look at these things really deeply and look at where have these thoughts come from, or where have these beliefs come from? And the thing is, if you write them down and use it as kind of an exercise to look at, then you can really start to think, actually, that isn't true. That really isn't true. And I've been saying that to myself over and over and over, and it's not true. And what you could do is you could write on a little card maybe 5 things that you want to start saying to yourself, because this counteracting the negative, it's just like weighing scales, you know, the old-fashioned ones. You know, if you put something in and it weighs more, then the other side, one side will go down, the other side will go up. And it's like that. If you put more in of what you want to believe about yourself or who you want to be and become, then there'll be less of the other. But at the moment, if you're putting in or you're focusing on a lot of the negative thoughts or your inner critic, then there'll be more of that and less of the other. So it's really about taking responsibility for our thoughts, taking responsibility for what we say to ourselves, because thoughts become beliefs, thoughts become things. Everything starts from a thought. So counteracting the negativity is so important. If you don't want to write something down, which is perfectly fine, of course you don't have to do that. It may be that you catch yourself when you are saying something in your mind. So you might be saying, I'm not able to do this. It could be you want to start something new and, or I'm scared to do this. I'm not going to be any good. And again, you can then intercept and become aware that you've said that and maybe change it to or replace it with, I am good, I am good enough. Or I am able to start this project. I'm going to enjoy this project. I'm looking forward to doing this. I am able to do this. I will learn more as I go. So it's saying things that build your confidence, not intensify your fear. Depending on how you say something will make such a difference to how you feel in yourself, about yourself, and about what you are going to do or what you want to do. So become aware, listen to what you've said, immediately counteract it. So if it's I don't like myself, I do like myself, or I'm starting to like myself, or I like myself more every day. And it sounds better, doesn't it? It sounds better saying those things to yourself. Often, because we can be broken by people when we're young, mentally and emotionally or physically, we don't believe that we can heal ourselves. We want or hope that the other person will do it, or that someone else will come along and heal us. And of course, there are things that we can do to help heal ourselves with other people's input, through counselling or through support or through talking to a close friend. But ultimately, the healing process begins with us. It starts with me. To be me, to be fully me, to be me, the person that I know that I am, I must start on the journey to healing myself. And within that gives us great power, because suddenly the power isn't with the other person that hurt us, that said horrible things to us, that broke us down, that bullied us. The power now is with you. You are the one now who has the power. You are the one who is sitting in the driving seat of your life. No one else, you. And this is a great place to be, because although you may not yet be fully healed, you are now facing in the direction of healing. And once we're faced in that direction and we have the power in our own hands and in our hearts, we can start to change things. And it's also learning to trust ourselves. If we haven't been able to trust other people, we often find it hard to trust ourselves. But trusting ourselves is the key. Using our own intuition. Does this feel right? Doesn't it feel right? Be constructive, not judgmental. Being judgmental does not build confidence. Being judgmental will not help you reach your goals. Being judgmental will not help you tap in to that limitless potential that you have. Being constructive and being kind will. Learn to talk to yourself like you would to a friend. Ask yourself, would I say this to my best friend or to someone I love? And if you wouldn't, ask yourself why you wouldn't. I do this with many people that I work with, and some of the answers that come back are, I would never speak like that to someone I loved or to a friend because it would make them feel really bad. It would put them down. They wouldn't feel good about themselves. That is what you are doing to yourself when you talk like that to yourself, or when you allow your thoughts to run riot in your mind. If you don't get them under control, they will continue to take over and run and rule your life. So learn to talk to yourself like you would to a friend. If you say anything to yourself, or you hear yourself saying anything to yourself that isn't what you would say to a friend or someone that you loved, stop yourself in your tracks and say no, go away to the thought. And then tell yourself the opposite to that and repeat it a few times. And this is going to feel quite strange for a while because we're not used to doing this. But it's only going to feel strange for a while until it becomes a habit. And then you will catch yourself a lot more easily. And I've been working on my mindset and my thoughts and my thought processes and counteracting my thoughts for the last, I suppose, 10, 15 years, but the last 10 years, I suppose, originally I was reading about things and sort of listening to things and seeing how things worked, but I wasn't actually implementing them. And then I started implementing different techniques and found ways that worked for me, and I developed my own ways to deal with these things. And over time, it has become easier for me to intercept my thoughts and be like, nope, or okay, I can see where you're going with that one. And that one is not going to take you anywhere good. That is not going to take you to a good place. And you know, I read something somewhere which said you can't think two thoughts at the same time. And I know, like me, you'll probably try. And you'll be able to do them in very quick succession. But you can't think two thoughts at the same time. So you choose your thoughts carefully. Whatever you focus on grows. Negative or positive. Using affirmations, positive statements will help you overcome your self-sabotaging and your limiting beliefs. So I'm going to leave you with a quote that I read recently. Don't believe everything you think. Thank you for listening. See you in the next episode. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please follow, like, subscribe, or even write a review. If you have any topics or questions that you'd like discussed or answered in future episodes, please send for consideration to thesingingbuddhapodcast@gmail.com. You've been listening to The Singing Buddha Podcast.